might could happen.
One of the things that drives me crazy about this, and I love you getting fired up about it, but Texas said those 12 players will still sit out if they're vaccinated or not. Well, and that's if they test positive, but there's no way you can convince anybody this is saying that you increase your odds of not being positive if you're vaccinated.
Correct.
That's the point. And so, yes, I'm guilty of this in a lot of aspects of life. I saw something on YouTube. I saw something on Facebook. Someone tweeted this, and I think this is the gospel how it's going to be. Yes, there are people who are vaccinated who still get it. Absolutely. So, of course, but a large majority of people who have been are now protected at a much higher rate than before. And if this is going to affect you, then I think it's just worth that. If you don't, I'm not going to convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that all 12 of those, if it's a 90% rate and you test 10 guys tested positive without it, then it is my way of thinking that you'd only miss one player rather than missing 10 players in a very simple terms.
That's not this stance is not the way we live the rest of our life. We don't live in absolutes. We don't live in where we go.
We do when we try to prove a point, though.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where
we try to validate our feelings through something else, because somebody saw something that some doctor said somehow, some way, that's now all of a sudden that's the gospel, but that's the absolute.
We can't take an absolute with this. Like, if it's absolutely not 100% effective, then I'm not doing it. I bet you don't do that with contraceptives. You know, Mickey, birth control's not 100%. I'm not having sex ever. Bet you don't do that, buddy.
It's crazy, isn't it? You think that you go to Las Vegas and go, let me see, I could put $1,000 down and there's a 97% chance that I could win $1,000. I'm probably not going to do that. What? Oh, man. You know, to me, this is sports show. I want to think about it in sports terms. And I'm not here to tell you about whatever you've heard on Facebook and all this kind of stuff. I am telling you, though, that you made a good point during the break. Some of the same people who are pointing out some of the things in this text line right now will be the first to say, why do we have to cancel the game this weekend? I can't believe we had to cancel the game. The point is, just do it. Yeah. Players, do it. And we won't have to cancel games. And we're only talking about 85%. If you are a non-vaxxer about all kinds of stuff, I get it, man. I'm not here to convince you otherwise of that. But 85, we get to 85%. And if you do that, then your coaches don't wear a stupid-looking mask on the sidelines. I think it's interesting that in the sports world now, you mentioned how back to normal. Back to normal means that we don't have Olympians that won't be going to the Olympics now. Can you imagine that? For Trevor Lawrence last year, he missed 2 football games?
Yes.
Okay. He still played in 15, 14. He still played in 40-something games. Can you imagine being an Olympian and you got this small window of every 4 years and now all of a sudden you test positive the week before and now you're not going to the Olympics? Man, that'd just be heartbreaking to me. So, you okay?
Just the people, man.
Here's the interesting point, and this is what one of my final points on this. And don't forget, Milt Lauder.
Just be consistent.
Oh no! We changed the goalpost move to validate our strengths because we want to be right. Texture said, yes, legally schools can do them, especially private schools like Vanderbilt. Did you see where Notre Dame has the policy that if you cover a Notre Dame athletic event press conference in person this year, then you're required vaccination?
I did see that. I thought that was, quite frankly, a way to weed out the the media from showing up. But, no, I don't have a problem with that, again, as long as they're consistent with that. You know, if Clemson told us today, going over for Clemson's media day, which begins at 8:00 this morning, and we'll have coaches and all on the air from 9 to 12 today, so stay tuned for that. But if Clemson said, you know, look, to be around our coaches over here today to interview them, you got to be vaccinated. I got no problem with that. And if if you're vaccinated and you want to come over and stick a mic in our face in person, that's fine. Otherwise, we'll have a Zoom session for you, and you can do it the other way. It's your decision, but here's how we treat you if you are, and here's how we treat you or not, because we want to protect our coaches. Now, they're not doing that as far as I know, but I think that's the approach that Notre Dame is taking here.
I would be extremely disappointed if I was a player, coach, or parent thinking that my son or daughter has done everything they can do, and yet you come over, you infected my son or daughter because you didn't do it if you're a member of the media. That'd be disappointing to me. Now, again, part of that would be if I'd have my son or daughter vaccinated or my coach vaccinated through some of that. Now, this is two more interesting points. Texas said, how often would the vaccinated players be tested? I don't know all the protocols yet. They're setting these in place. Sankey talked about it yesterday, but it is your understanding, my understanding, that it's 80 or 85% that number, that once you reach that, then your protocols go down. The standards that you have to go and all the testing, that does go down. Am I right by saying that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's the point in the vaccination rates.
And look, again, this is not about whether or not you think somebody should have to or not. But just understand that your stance on this, like, understand what you're saying. Understand what the results might be.
Hold on. This is a texture right here, okay? I'd rather listen to Orgeron than listen to how everyone needs to get vaccinated. I also would like to see proof that you're less likely to get it after being vaccinated. But you are. I mean, it's pretty obvious that if you take the vaccination, you're less likely to be test positive, right? Is that not clear to everybody on Earth? Like, really? I'm sorry, 05, 03. If you don't understand that you are much less likely to get COVID through vaccination, not everybody, but a text.
If it's not 100%, it's not effective.
I would also like to see proof that you are less likely to get it after being vaccinated. Well, if you don't know that by now, man, I'm not sure how on a radio show I can make you feel any better about it. But
yeah, I can't.
Is that not like almost given?
I can't start. I can't start at that.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of it. No, I do mean to make light of this, though. This is pretty interesting and pretty funny. Texas said, could companies regulate the vaccine and their NLI deal with the player? Thanks, guys. Hey, if my guy's not going to be playing that weekend, why am I paying his NLI deal? you tested positive. Do I get my money back for my NLI deal for you?
True.
Woo! Oh, man. Maybe we should play the words around.
It's fine. Look, again, it's fine if you don't want guys to get vaccinated. That's fine.
Yeah.
Understand that it could and will affect the college football season. And
yes.
So I don't care how you feel about it. Just understand that is the end result here. That is why I am supportive of guys getting vaccinated,
right,
of players getting vaccinated.
Oh, man.
That is why I take the stance I do, because I want to see college football.
I just can't believe that we're still going back to the level zero question of that. Anyway, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, Dr. Milt Louder is going to join us. We have had a very interesting weekend in sports. Can you pronounce Giannis's last name for me there? You're a big NBA guy. It's Greek freak.
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. Oh, I said Giannis. Giannis.
Giannis. Giannis, I would argue, Mickey, Giannis is the easiest to love superstar in the game today.
He had a 2-minute interview the other day, or 2-minute answer the other day about humility that I want to play. It showed his maturity beyond his years. Along the same time frame, Colin Morikawa won the British Open at 24 years old and handled it like a 40-year-old veteran of his maturity level. When we come back, a moment with Dr. Lauder. Milt Lauder is going to join us. I'm going to talk about prodigies, not from a physical standpoint. Both these guys are physically great, but also from a maturity level and how you handle the off the field stuff. Giannis is 26 years old, wise beyond his years. Morikawa is 24 years old, wise beyond their years. We'll ask about that and how often he sees that and what we learn from all that. A short break. Our friends over at Trail, Will Huss contacted me and the great folks at Trail contacted me recently. And they said, hey, Kevin contacted me as well. Kevin Green said, hey, we want to take some of our advertising dollars and put it in the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame because they believe in it so much. They believe in the Bridge Builder program so much. Tomorrow night, they have the VIP with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Thursday night in downtown Greenville, Steve Spurrier, Robert Porche, the family of Willie Scott, Art Baker, Charlie Waters are being inducted into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. They still have a few very limited opportunities for you to get involved with both those events. To find out about it, go to scfootballhof.org, scfootballhof.org. You're going to love the huge events coming up the next 2 days and learn more about the Bridge Builder and what they do as a result of going to that website. We'll take a break. Come back a moment with Dr. Milt Lauder right after this.
It's bow time. When the family debates dinner, but you're craving a double serving of aspirin, drop a big bow box on them. Because with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, dinner's easier than hitting mute on the group chat. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
If you're tired of some skinny health coach telling you to eat spinach, call the Health Dare Clinic. We're a professional team of coaches, but we've all taken the dare. We have coaches who have reversed their symptoms of diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, cholesterol. Coach Amber lost over 100 pounds. We know how hard getting healthy can be. Our team promises results in 30 days. Or your money back. No starvation or gym workouts. We'll do all the work for you. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME. Go to idareme.com.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Addiction can affect anyone at any time. At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we're dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Medication-assisted treatment is considered the best approach for opiate dependency, and we believe that we're the best. Our staff includes psychiatrists, pharmacists, nurses, counselors, and more, all willing to help you. If you or someone you love needs a change in their recovery, call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
Folks, summer is here, and there's no better way to kick off summer than a trip to Elkmont, featuring outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, Eno Hammocks, Innova Disc Golf, Wilderness System Kayaks, Boat Boards, and so much more. Elkmont has the brands you love. And when you spend $100 at Elkmont, you get a buy one, get one half off deal at Elkmont's Tap Room. Where else can you have a great meal, quench your thirst with a cold craft beer, and shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods and jewelry? With two convenient locations to serve you, why not stop by?
located in Powdersville next to Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 153, and in Clemson at 93 exit on Highway 123. And remember, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty can fix it. There's a lot of rain out there all across this part of the country right now. I hope that your crawl spaces don't hold water, hold mold, hold mildew. I hope that you can dry those up very quickly, and I hope you don't have any kind of issues. If you do have issues, there's one company that helps you avoid crawling underneath the crawl space and getting underneath your home. It's Canty Foundation Specialist. Canty comes in, they encapsulate your crawl space. They make sure they dry up the crawl spaces. More moisture leads to mold, it leads to mildew, it leads to bad things in your family's health, bad things in your home. It can be expensive. I have a family member that spent $15,000, $20,000 redoing bathrooms because of mold and mildew, and more of that in hospitals and doctor's offices because of that. Let them take care of this for you and permanently take care of your crawl space. It's Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty Can Fix It.com. A moment with Dr. Milt Louder of Amplos in Greenville. Hey, good morning, Dr. Louder. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Nikki. How you doing?
I am fantastic. In my world, I talk about prodigies all the time and people figuring out at a very early age from an athletic standpoint. I want to talk to you today about what we saw from Colin Morikawa and what we saw from the Greek freak, Giannis, that guy from the Bucks. Can you give us some thoughts about this? But here's a question to the 26-year-old superstar of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, you're 26 years old, and, you know, I've covered plenty of players who didn't seem like they figured the ego part out until their 30s. I mean, who taught you about why that's important and to handle it that way?
I think I'll say life. Usually, I'm telling you this. Usually, when from my experience, right? Like when I think about, like, oh yeah, I'm so great. I had 30, I had 25, 10 and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because right. You're gonna think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually, the next day you're gonna suck.
Right.
You know, simple as that. You like the next few days you're gonna be terrible. And I figured out like a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm-hmm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of like try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there, enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to like kind of, how you say, kind of like perfect it.
Master.
Yeah, master it. And it's been working so far.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna stop.
You're doing okay.
That is Dr. Louder. I love hearing this phrase we always say that if I knew then what I know now, I'm 53. I wish I'd have known that at 26 years old. I want to talk a lot about a lot of things that he's said in this, but just get your overall thoughts about the quote from Giannis this past weekend.
Yeah, somebody said that to me over the weekend, and I thought it was brilliant in terms of what I love his first answer. What's taught you this? It's life. You know, life and circumstances. And so what I think sometimes we often do as parents or leaders is we try to shield our children from the very thing that can make them who they are and who they need to be. We try to hide them from the consequences of life. And I don't know his story. I don't know his experiences. But to have the maturity and wisdom and perspective, and what you hear him talking about is gratitude, humility, respect, and appreciation for the game and for the people in his life who have contributed so meaningfully to his life to help him stay grounded on what's really important to him and to understand why he plays the game.
Colin Morikawa won the British Open this weekend. He's 24 years old. It's his fifth PGA Tour win in 49 events. He's the first player in PGA Tour history to win a major in his first attempt. He won the PGA Championship last year at Harding Park. This is his first PGA. This past year, we talk about all the bumps and all the weather and all the issues of the British Open. And here's a 24-year-old that goes and wins his first British Open. Afterwards, he talked about it as well. I don't know if you got to see any of this. Now, he is a guy that graduated from the Haas Business School at Cal Berkeley. He's obviously a very bright guy. One of my questions to you is how important in overcoming, I mean, we talk about experience, right? But here's a guy who's won his first PGA and his first British Open. How do you do that, and how did his mind help him do that?
Well, I think that mindset of just because something hasn't been done doesn't mean it can't be done. And so not buying into the expectation of, hey, this is my first major, this is my first British Open, this is my first PGA, you aren't supposed to win that. Well, whoever came up with that idea? Like, whoever said, like, you can't do that? And so what I think, and I watched the tournament, you know, how would you describe Colin Morikawa's mental game is just unshakable. You know, he was very poised. He was very relaxed. And I think what appreciation and respect and humility and gratitude allows you to really stay focused on the present moment. And what I saw about Colin is he wasn't overwhelmed by the magnitude of the moment. He just stayed in the moment. I remember the first bad shot he hit. I can't remember what hole. And he didn't flinch. You know, he go back to what Giannis was saying. I'm not worried about what's behind. I'm not overwhelmed about what's ahead. I'm just focused on this next shot, and I'm going to hit it the best of my ability. That's a growth mindset, and that's what mastery and pursuing mastery is all about.
Dr. Milt Lauder is our guest. A Moment with Milt. You deal with, through your days at Clemson or through your private practice days, hundreds, if not thousands, I'm sure, of clients, and part of these being athletes. How often do you run across someone that during your sessions with them, do you say at a very early age, you go, man, this is a prodigy, might not be the right word, but athletic prodigy is easy to see. But that mental prodigy, that mental maturity, do you see it, or have you seen it in the past, or have you seen it often in the past?
Yeah, it's always amazing to me. These young men and women, of which I've had the pleasure to work with at Clemson and beyond, just blow me away with their level of maturity, their discipline, their perspective. And it's special because we know that talent, I mean, physical talent, the way we normally, has to open the door. But what makes the difference is the mindset. What creates separation is the mindset. And so you can see at an early age in these younger children, adolescents, young men and women, with a curiosity, with a perspective of how can I really become the best I'm capable of becoming? And what does that involve? And so they're interested, they're curious, they're paying attention, they're trying to learn, and they understand no matter what they've accomplished, they haven't figured it out yet. And so they're constantly striving to improve. And so I think those are the people that are so much fun to work with because, you know, the world judges them by their physical talent. But what we know, the special ones, the ones you're calling the prodigies here, they kind of define their own success. And they understand that they're bigger than their performance, and their identity is not so tied into their athletic career.
Years ago, I remember Jerry Rice talking. It might have been during his Hall of Fame speech, but he talked about how his physical tools were freakish, obviously, but it wasn't his physical tools that got him there, that it was his work ethic. Now, I got to think that Jerry Rice had some some advanced maturity from a mental standpoint, maybe the mental standpoint that led him to his work ethic. I talk about this all the time, that you see guys that at a high level of one and done in basketball. For instance, the Zion Williamsons, man, we're talking about elite competitive minds. I think Christian Wilkins is one of these elite competitive minds as well. You worked with a couple of different guys at Clemson, and Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, who I've mentioned on the show before, that the moment didn't seem too big for them. Did you realize it when you were working with them at the time, or how early did you realize it with guys like a Christian Wilkins, like a Trevor Lawrence, like a Deshaun Watson, that, man, these guys might be a little bit different at a very early age?
Yeah, I think those are three great examples of people that really, you know, have three different personalities, but a great perspective about joy and their appreciation and an understanding. You know, you think about someone like Trevor Lawrence, whose values and faith and belief system is so strong that he really was pursuing growth on and off the field. I look at someone like Christian Wilkins, who just loved playing the game, and think about his early life experiences and how he took ownership of every part of his process and of his life, and Deshaun's just, you know, ability to be his best when it mattered most, to really seek out those opportunities. All three of those think differently than most everybody else.
And yet, to me, the hard part, Dr. Lauder, is that the reason we see so many fail at this, the reason we see so many, we talk about the sophomore slump, that we're told how great we are. Isn't that something, that we're told that we are the best? We get all the attention with the big man on campus. We won the lottery. We're fat and happy. We lost all the weight. That we got the promotion. That we're the VP now. And we can't handle it because of that. But yet these people at a very early age, am I right by thinking, we talked about this in the past too, that today's world, with all the validations that are out there, all the admiration that's out there, it's even harder for a guy like Giannis, even for a harder like Colin Morikawa, to stay grounded and to have that kind of mental maturity because of how great they're being told they're doing right now?
Yeah, I think one of the things we think about maturity is, like a good mark and measure of maturity is, I'm not distracted by praise and I'm not discouraged by criticism. So I'm able to keep that in perspective, that I don't fall victim to the hype. I don't fall victim to the expectations that others are placing on me. And I understand the reasons for my success and my failure, and they're all due to things I can control, not due to some special ability or some special talent that I have. That's due to the things I work. Go back to Jerry Rice. You know, we talk about his freakish athletic ability, but he went to Mississippi Valley State.
Right.
And so he bloomed in his own time, and he understood for him to get to the next level and for him to sustain that level of greatness, he had to find a way to give just a little bit more, continue to be innovative and creative and work harder than the person he's going up against.
Even though he was already better, right? Even though in year two and year three at the San Francisco 49ers, he's better than everybody, but he knows it's the work ethic that keeps him above that. That's amazing to me. Because here's one thing I thought about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just got excited about it. The growth mindset is, like, I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. I'm curious because I'm trying to learn from others, but I define my own success. Like, I'm not. Like, if I have a fixed mindset, a performance mindset, I'm comparing myself to you. So, therefore, my anxiety increases, my confidence decreases. But when I can define my own success and focus on me, my confidence increases and my anxiety decreases. And I'm going to perform at a higher level.
All that sounds great. And you're right, 100%. But Colin Morikawa is such a great ball striker that you would say, man, he doesn't lean on his short game. And he hits 16 greens around, but on the two greens he misses, he's got an unbelievable short game. So I'm like the discipline. A buddy of mine told me this one time. He goes, I don't practice bunker shots anymore. Why is that? He goes, I hit one bunker around. I'm wasting time on my bunker shots. I could be working on something else. Too often times we're working on strengths. But, like, how does the guy work in his short game so much, knowing I'm going to miss two greens around or three greens around? On a bigger picture, Giannis gets up this morning. He's going to play for the NBA championship tonight. He gets up this morning, and there's going to be media around him, photographers around him, stalkers around. There's going to be people, autographs, all of his agents, all of his entourage, all these people, coaches and players. You got to consider, man, like, to shut all that out. To me, shutting out attention's easy. I'm not getting any of it. To shut it out 24/7 the way these guys do even speaks louder to what these guys are going through, in my opinion.
Absolutely. But what did Giannis say? Like, you're going to think that. We're all human.
Right.
You're going to have that pride. You're going to have that ego. You're going to be distracted. But how quickly can you get back to what you can control? How quickly can you get back to the moment at hand? And what are the habits that you've created to allow you to be fully present in the moment at hand?
Well, the other thing that we didn't talk about, because we ran out of time, is that you will be humbled no matter what. And I told you weeks ago on the show, a dear friend of mine, a very successful businessman and a successful father and husband, says his prayer every night is, God, allow me to humble myself, because instead of you humbling me for me. I still love that one, because we will be humbled, friend. I know that at 53, we will be humbled. Doctor, this is all fascinating to me, and I think to a lot of our listeners. If folks need more resources, tell us about AmPlus.
You know, our team is doing some great work. You know, if you're on LinkedIn, we're putting out some great little micro bursts of learning and repeating some of the conversations we're having and thoughts we have around peak performance, around gratitude, around respect, about thinking the right way to set you up for success and to really help you move beyond success and failure, where your life and your identity is not identified by what you achieve, but about who you are becoming.
I want to become Giannis and Colin and Jerry Rice and Milt Lauder. That's what I want to become. And Ben Milstead.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, other three are pretty good, or four.
No, I think the other one is as well. Hey, I can't thank you enough. That was relative and pertinent to what's going on now. Two champions in the last few days, and maybe he'll wrap the NBA up tonight. Hey, I can't thank you enough. I always enjoy it. And look, can't wait till next Tuesday once again.
Me too. Thanks, Mickey.
Dr. Milt Lauder knocking it out of the park with two really, really interesting prodigies when it comes to the mental side of sports and the performance side of sports psychology. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Taj Boyd has a new gig. He joins the support staff at Clemson and Dabo Swinney. We'll tell you about that after a very short break. Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
With double the seasoned beef and a large drink all for $5, Taco Bell's Grande Nachos truly deserves a Grande intro, perhaps with a Grande beat box. Said it's crunchy, it's cheesy. Beef, actually, that sounded better in my head. Go get the $5 Grande Nachos before they make a every exit. Nope, only at Taco Bell. At limited participating locations for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. Drinks excludes freezes. Double the seasoned beef as compared to the Nachos Bell Grande.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, football season is right around the corner, and it's time to come back home to Clemson. As you make your plans to be in Death Valley this fall, we have you covered with ticket options. Whether you want to attend all six home games with a season ticket or attend three games with our three-game flex pack. And now single-game tickets are on sale for as low as $45. All those options are available right now on clemsontigers.com/football tickets. Secure your tickets to come back home to Clemson.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Ben here for EC Sports. It's no secret better results come from better performance. So it's time to increase the power in your workouts with OptiForce Pre-Workout. This clean pre-workout helps boost energy, power, and endurance so you can go harder and longer in the gym. Made with all-natural caffeine so no jitters or crash, and it comes in three amazing flavors. Take your results to the next level with OptiForce Pre-Workout. Go to UpstateMuscle.com and use code BEN for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt Deptula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, your great garage floors, your awesome floors. I did some work in my garage yesterday, not much, a little bit yesterday. I need to do more. My wife says we're going to get an organized, either some shelves or some more storage type bins. We're going to take care of that. I love it. I think it is one of my favorite rooms of our house right now. I never thought that with concrete dust and oil stains. But because of the epoxy-based, resin-based, we love what they do and love how it looks right now. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. No obligation phone call. Take 10 minutes out of your day. Let them talk to you about what they could do and what it could look like. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Tony Morrell is going to join us in our next segment. We're going to talk a lot of South Carolina football because Shane Beamer was at the SEC Media Days yesterday, and Tony's got to give us an update of that and some recruiting stuff. Yesterday, in this segment, I'll talk about what happened in Clemson football yesterday. Oh, by the way, Ben, remind us of what programming sounds like the rest of the day here, because we've got a busy day with Quak and Kelly and with Brad.
Yeah, Oliver shows on the air, but they are over there right now. We'll be recording interviews because we just can't get them all live. Getting all 10 coordinators, all 10 staff members on the air today, or all 10 assistants. Assistants, that's the word I'm looking for, Mickey. Getting all 10 on the air and with our people today. So Brad will have some live 9 to 12, and then we'll be recording others as they'll be doubling up. So we'll have those later on Out of Bounds as well, 12 to 3. And then Walt will be back on today at 3 o'clock. So tune in for all of that.
I mean, a lot of fun keeping up with it. Taj Boyd announced here recently that he will be part of Dabo Swinney's staff. He said between an analyst role and a player development role is what he will do. A couple of things. I'll talk about Taj specifically in a second, but let me remind you that on this football staff going into last year, because some of these guys, like Xavier Brewer, gets a job and is left, but Tony Elliott, Brandon Streeter, Tyler Grisham, Danny Pierman, Cam Aiken is left, I believe, but he's a Clemson graduate. Where is he now? He went somewhere.
Did he go with Jeff?
I think South Florida.
I think
Florida,
he went
maybe.
With Jeff.
Miguel Chavis, Jeff Davis, Larry Greenlee. These are people. Rob McDowell's left. He's going to with Terry Bowden now. But Brandon McCombs and Maverick Morris is there. DeAndre McDaniel is there. You look up and down this support staff, and it's a lot of former players. Bill Spires, Chancey Stuckey, these guys that are over there now, and Taj Boyd comes back, and I think this is very important that you see former players who invest in the program, but it also gives players that either are finished with professional sports like a Will Spires and a Jeff Davis, you know, another avenue of life. I mean, some of these athletes are 25 years old, not out of professional athletes there, or gives him a role model to look up to, that maybe another way that a Xavier Brewer or Rob McDowell can get into what is a great profession now and support staff now. But Ben, your thoughts on that family feel being cultivated by former players so involved in this program?
I love it, and Coach Sweeney is so loyal to his people.
Right.
And that's, you know, that kind of goes to the whole family thing. Those are his family, and he's loyal to them. At the same time, that's not to say that those guys are not qualified or going to contribute to the program either. He's not handing out jobs like candy.
Right.
And, you know, I know some, and I would imagine there's dozens more who have contacted Coach Sweeney over the years inquiring about jobs who never got jobs.
Right.
Taj being in the area, he stayed connected with the staff and with Coach Sweeney, goes over there a good bit, and you know, it's good to see that they found a role that'll work for him. And you know, it sounds like Taj wants to just kind of relearn the game too.
Yeah,
he had talked about having a high school coaching opportunity not long ago. And if you kind of read between the lines, maybe just thought he wasn't ready for that. So being part of this maybe sets him up for the next step in his life. That next step could also be an increased role at Clemson. You never know. But
well, I wanted to mention three guys that are kind of joining the staff this year. Thomas Austin's coming back to the staff. That he was here. He went down to Georgia State. Now he's coming back. Artavis Scott is here for the first time as a graduate assistant role. He is now through with his NFL days, and he is doing that. And I was just reminded, I totally forgot about this one, but Bob Mahoney sent me a text that Antoine McLean is back in the support staff now.
He is. He's Antoine McLean's doing like player development kind of things.
Yeah.
Did you mention Rashard Hall?
Rashard Hall, I didn't mention him, and his great job as director of career and professional development, helping these guys post-football. Reggie Pleasant, life coach there, former cornerback. I watched the 1981 season yesterday, a long video on it, and reminded of some great Reggie Pleasant days and him playing, you know, going back that way. But so that's a big deal. Now, Taj was a guy that we had here on the station many, many times. Here in all of our shows had Taj on from point in times. And he's a guy who took an awful lot of pride in it, but I think takes an extra amount of pride here because it's pretty clear to me that in that dandy dozen that Dabo Sweeney talks about, Taj was one of the first that took that, stuck his toe in the water there and went ahead and jumped on in. And he balled into Dabo Sweeney at a very early time in his career. And it paid off. The other thing I think about Taj, I had his mom on during Mother's Day show. And one of the things that we talked about with her, is that Taj is a lot like what we talked about with Giannis and with Colin Morikawa. Success did not go to Taj's head when he was a player. If you remember those summers, he would not take any days off. He took one day off one summer. And that was kind of, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but that was we had some big men on campus, quarterbacks and some guys with some egos got involved, and Taj I think saw that. And we, so many times in life that we are so great at adversity, but when we have success, it kind of ruins us a little bit. It didn't ruin Taj in his playing days here because his work ethic was unbelievable. I think he adds, I can't wait to see him in a couple of years from this, because where he starts is amazing. He's an amazing personality and an amazing person. But besides that, we're being around these people even farther, and even more takes him. It's going to be great. And the final point of this is, when Dabo got the job, and I was on the phone with him late one night. This is after midnight. This is when his interim days, and he was talking about things he wanted to do. And then I told you I got called into the principal's office there and after the South Florida loss, and he showed me this big, huge booklet of things he wanted to do. Matter of fact, I remember Lemansky Hall's name in it before I knew. I remember Lemansky Hall's a player, but that was he wasn't hired until years later.
Right.
He's on this list. But it goes to show you that Dabo and the support staff and the support roles of how important it is for him, because it's a huge staff over there now. Frank Howard used to joke when he was the AD and he retired and they hired about 10 people to replace him. And he used to joke that if you go down the hall of Jervie Athletic Center and say, hey, AD, about 11 people say, hey, how you doing? Well, now up and down, knowing Tyrone Crowder, by the way, is on the staff. I forgot about that. Elijah Turner's on the staff this year. I'm getting all these now, seeing these guys doing it. But the point is that Dabo knew it was important. And Nick Saban knows it's important. I think Mac Brown's the same way, knows his kind of support staffs are important. It's amazing that we did it as long as we did it without these kind of guys. But this is what the vision that Dabo Swinney had for it. And I'm not sure he meant just for his former players coming back. But much like – I say my final point. Much like you see with Mickey Kahn and Lemansky Hall starting one position and moving up, a Tyler Grisham starting with one position and moving up, one of the things this yields is familiarity of the expectations of the program, the culture of the program. If you notice in Nick Saban in a high turnover rate, sometimes he makes mistakes with assistants. I'm not saying that Dabo Hatton, but I am saying that a C.J. Spiller now coming back, the guy knows what the culture is, and if you can see it from the inside first, you don't have to go back and retrain culture stuff when you a new orientation. And there's other stuff to be learned, but when you're inside the program and you're going through it as a player, and then as a player development role, as an analyst role, as a graduate assistant role, and you work your way up the way CJ has, and the way that Tyler Grisham has, in the way that Mickey Kahn has and the Lemansky Hall have, you see that the next hire is coming from within. And I think Thomas Austin might be one of the next hires. I think Kyle Richardson may be full-time assistant staff on the field. Maybe those things are coming, but it certainly helps Dabo that he didn't have to go give a whole new orientation to a whole new guy coming from the outside as often as other people have to do.
In some ways, it's sort of his coaching intern program.
Right.
You know, internally here. I was just, as you were talking, was counting. I count 50 coaches and support staff on the list. 50. I was thinking, Mickey, I didn't have 50 players and coaches combined on my high school football team. Now, Mickey's old enough. Mickey was here when they broke ground on McFadden.
Right.
That's a fact. Yeah, you were here when they built McFadden.
Yep.
In all seriousness, I walked through that building the other day and was reminded that used to be football.
Right.
Like, that was football.
That was it.
You couldn't get a third of the football operations in that building now.
I'm reminded, Maverick Morris, Louisiana Monroe, didn't know that. Terry Bowden, Chase Stuckey is at Baylor, so great job for him. And Travis Blanks, mentioned him, a very good friend of mine. Travis is on with the Letterman's Association, doing all kinds of great stuff there. Yeah, where you started and where you are now really is amazing. And it's one of those places that you can do an awful lot of limiting with football scholarship numbers, with hours throughout the year. But where these guys really come in, extra set of eyes and extra advanced scouting and extra self-scouting. And Henry Guest, should have mentioned him too, but all these guys in it now. But also, it goes to show you that even in the offseason and the conditioning, the strength and conditioning rooms and what those guys are working for, that total development is a big deal for them, and that's what these guys allow them to do. All right. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com do an awesome job of lending and do an awesome job with this. I told you I've signed two different mortgages with them now. One was a refi and one was a remodel, and there's all kinds of reasons to do it. I would have never believed at a point in time in my life that we would want to have more years on a mortgage, but there are reasons for that now because of lower interest rates. I had a friend of mine said, I'm signing 30 now because I want to borrow money at this rate for a longer time, that yield on my investments is higher than my yield on my than what I'm paying in mortgage. So why would not go add more years to your rates? Never thought about that would happen in my lifetime, but it is right now. With that said, there are all kinds of situations out there for you. There are local people here who would give you great rates. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and his record-setting team setting records for a bunch of the reasons, rates for, you know, who we are in the market right now and their experience. Let them help you at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Tony Morrell was on vacation last week, so we have some commitments to talk about with the South Carolina football. Also, we're going to get his thoughts on Shane Beamer and Adam Barre and Muse and what he heard from the SEC Media Days with Tony Morrell in hour number 3.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security.